Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the GloucesterCast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Good morning.
We are joined by multiple people from the Seaside Sustainability Group, and they are doing God's work. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Sean Steinberg. I'm one of the project managers at Seaside working on the legislation team.
I'm Emily. I am one of the interns on the legislation team, and I'm also part of Seaside's marine science and education team as well.
I'm Linda, and I'm also a member of the legislation team at Seaside.
I'm Sophia, and I'm a project manager of development, and I'm also an intern on the legislation team.
And we have Jimmy, and we have Amy, and we have Pat, and we have a first time, Scoony Boo Boo. Scoony Boo Boo, say hi.
Just like he knew what he was doing.
That was great. That was great.
He knows the Zoom.
Jimmy, come here. Do the intros.
Hi guys. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Imagine that you are on death row and they come up to you and they say, listen, we're going to get you your last meal. We'll get your last sub meal for lunch and then a last dinner. So we're going to go around and we're going to ask, what is your death row sub that you would like?
From now, a restaurant or an establishment.
Yeah, it can't be home, can't be mom's or your dad's or, you know, your favorite boyfriend or something like that. Okay, so we need to know that. So, Emily, I'm looking at you first. What would be your death row sub?
Oh, that's tough.
Now, we're going to put the Jeopardy music on pretty soon.
Oh, no. Okay. I think I would go for a meatball marinara sub from Subway.
Oh,
okay. All right.
That's Sean, you're nodding. So what are you saying, Sean?
Well, I was going to go with the meatball sub, but a close second would be Harrison's roast beef sandwich.
Oh, Harrison's roast beef. That's, yeah. I think we've heard that one before. Let's go over to you, Linda.
Meatball sub does sound good, but I'm going to have to go with a turkey club from Brothers in Danvers, if anyone's familiar.
I think we've heard that before. You see, on Gloucester, we're trying to tell people you can get off the island once in a while. Okay, Sophia.
I think I'm going to go with the veggie sub with that, like, Italian antipasto thing going on.
Yeah.
Grew up with those, so.
From where?
From Bob's in Medford, actually.
Oh, Bob's in Medford.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, Sophia, you're hot here. So we're going to go to you and say, what is your death row meal? What would you like that last meal? Where would it be?
God, I don't know. I like anything with bread. that's really all I care about, if there's bread.
Okay. So we'll have a breaded veal what?
Oh, I actually don't eat meat.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
Well, so you can't have a, it doesn't have to be a meat sub, right?
No,
we already have the subs. We're on the meals.
And she loves bread. So we're just helping her out.
All right, I'll go with bread with, I don't know, a vegetable stew. That sounds pretty good.
Oh, that sounds great.
From where? Did you say it has to be from the restaurant?
Yes, I did.
So what's the place?
There is a place in Nashville called Avo, and they make really good vegetable stew.
There you go.
Now I go to Linda.
Okay. All right, Linda, it's your turn.
Sophia inspired me with the veal. So I'm going to go with a veal parmesan. It's from a place called Nolan's up in Wolfboro, New Hampshire on Lake Winnipesaukee. I probably get it maybe once a year, but it's always the best meal.
That's okay.
That's your go-to. Sean?
I would have to choose a large cheese pizza from Sal's.
Wait, are we doing subs or are we doing meals?
Oh, we're doing meals.
That's okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, he's did you already go through the subs?
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You're on your deathbed. This is the last thing.
Yeah.
All right. Emily.
I would probably go with a Penang curry from this place called Salad King in Toronto. When I was in university, I think I went there maybe 5 times a week, and it's my favorite food.
Oh, man. Amy.
Yeah. My goodness. Let's see. My death row sub would probably be the cold cut trio from Subway.
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 We're taking her to this afternoon.
All right. I haven't been to too many sub places. And I would definitely say my death row meal would probably be the ravioli from a restaurant in Erie called Serafini's. They make their own pasta and they make their own sauce. Ooh. And they make their own bread. Very, very Italian.
Yeah, place. She hasn't been here much, so we have to.
You gotta correct that. You gotta take it to the. I'm gonna tell you where you gotta take it.
Okay, all right.
This is must stops. You gotta go to Virgilio's. You gotta go to Scafani's.
Yeah.
I mean, those
on
are,
the list.
Those are. I mean, those are musts.
Those are without question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And after that, everything else, you know, doesn't really matter. But you have to. I mean, you have to. Yeah, I mean, they have to go to these places.
Yeah, I know.
Scooter, what about you? What
do you want? Scooty Boo wants to eat the bag.
Yeah, he's good.
So let's talk about the Seaside Sustainability. This program, which Emily, I think Emily, were you the one who sent me the information?
Yes, I did.
I have it all scheduled to post. You did a great job with the flyer because it's. It's less is more. You just give the what people need to know and nothing extra. So kudos to you. Some of these press releases I get are there's so much verbiage that it's a document that like no one's going to read. And yours is you did a if you as far as a marketing career you would be you'd get straight A's from me. But let's talk about the idea. And do we announce what you guys are doing yet?
No,
because
no.
I'm sorry, I had to take care of some business.
No, I don't think we've talked about it yet. So, the legislation team and I at Seaside created a recycling program for the shrink wrap that comes off of boats every spring. We talked to the people from Woods Hole who have a very similar program, and they were really helpful. In getting us to start our own program up in the Gloucester Cape Ann area. So we're running that from, I believe, April 4th until June 5th or April 5th to June 4th. Is it April 5th, I think? Yeah. Okay. So it runs from April 5th to June 4th.
Well, I have to tell you, I bought my first, I own a lobster company, but I have, and my email address is, starts with Captain Joe, because that's our business, Captain Joe and Sons. So people assume that I have this vast, like not boating background, but I've been on the concrete dock my entire life. I finally got a center console, my wife and I did a couple of years ago, and we had our boat shrink wrapped. And wouldn't you know, last year was the first time I had to unwrap the boat. That is a tremendous amount of plastic. I mean, it is an absolutely tremendous amount of plastic. And I had a hell of a time, you know, bundling it up and making sure that it went to the right place. Obviously, we got rid of it in a proper manner.
Right.
But I think that what you guys are going to do is going to make it so much easier for people to do the right thing. And can you go a little bit further with how this is going to work?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's going to be a container at the Department of Public Works in Gloucester where the public can go and they can put their cleaned and wrapped shrink wrap into that container. And we have a company who is going to handle the entire process of recycling it. So all people have to do is clean their shrink wrap, roll it kind of like a sleeping bag, and then toss it into that container. and it's free to the public, so anyone can go and drop their shrink wrap off there.
Oh,
so there's several major benefits here. Number one, the environment should always be the number one, right? That's clear.
Yeah, easy peasy.
But now you have it free that you can get rid of this stuff.
You don't have to figure it out.
Because we have 2 3/4 acres on Gloucester Harbor here, and you would not believe, because people have to pay to get rid of their trash, you would not believe the amount of illegal dumping that happens on a weekly basis at our property. We don't want to put a gate across the property because our fishermen come down early in the morning, and for everyone to have to stop and get out and use a key, it would be very difficult to operate the way we have our business structured. And because people have to pay to get rid of their trash, just an absolute crazy amount of trash gets tossed onto docks and then blown into the water. This is just a tremendous opportunity that you guys have provided here.
So is access to this available the hours that the Public Works is open, or all hours, or how is that going to work?
Yeah, so it'll be the hours that the Department of Public Works is open, which I believe is Monday to Friday from 7 to 4.
Okay, great.
I would like to know what made this like a priority for you. What was all of a sudden the light bulb went on, or something that you felt like you've been doing for a couple of years and you finally got it out there in the public? How did that all happen for you?
We found out about shrink wrap and really realized that this was a problem, I think, back in January. One of the board members at Seaside brought it to our attention that there wasn't a statewide program or any statewide infrastructure for recycling shrink wrap, which we all thought was very surprising considering the amount of coastland that Massachusetts has. So we really started looking into it because we realized there's so much plastic in shrink wrap. I think it's like 15 pounds per boat or something like that. So obviously having a recycling program would keep a lot of plastic out of the oceans, but also just out of landfills. So we've been working really hard since January to make the program happen.
I'm gonna try to find the window here. Let's see. Application window. Let's just open it up.
Well, I think
I don't know how this works, Pat. You know. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Okay. Share.
There we go.
Look at that. I figured it out. All right. This is this is what I was talking about that Emily put together, I believe. And
yeah.
She says
we have a marketing team over at Seaside, and they helped us out over the weekend to create these flyers.
Oh, they did a great job.
They really did a fantastic job. Oh, that's the wrong way. Sorry. We had John Popper on. You guys might be too young. They probably don't know who John Popper is. Blues Traveler was a great band back in the 90s. Yeah, you guys probably weren't born then. So there you go. Step one, ensure shrink wrap is clean and free of debris, wood, metal, garbage, and other non-shrink wrap materials. Step two, fold shrink wrap into 4 to 5 foot widths and roll each piece into a tight bundle like a sleeping bag. Step three, tie each bundle with a strip of shrink wrap, and that's it. Now you're ready to recycle your shrink wrap. So you don't have to even use twine or anything like that.
You're doing that anyway, probably, regardless.
So you cut it into a long strip, mm-hmm. and then you use that to tie it up. Mm-hmm. It's brilliant. 28 Poplar Street, Gloucester, Mass. 01930.
I mean, come on. That's, a little more of your time from taking the wrap off? It's a great idea. It's a super thing.
And then this shrink wrap will go somewhere and magic will happen and it will become something else wonderful?
So our recycling partner, one of the only companies in the North Shore area that can recycle this plastic number 4. It's petroleum based and it doesn't break down in landfills. So what they do with it is they shred it up and they turn it into composite decking material. If you've seen those kind of composite park benches, they also make landscape material out of it, water bottles. There's a number of consumer reuses for it, so it doesn't get burnt or buried. It gets turned into another product.
That's fantastic. Can you speak to any I know this isn't the only thing you guys are doing. You do so much good in the community. Who would like to speak to some of the other initiatives that you guys have been working on?
Yeah, Linda, do you want to talk about the sunscreen guide that you're doing?
Yeah, sure. Prior to working on this project and becoming like a primary team member on this, I was spearheading the sunscreen guide. So I did research for about a month and a half on the different harmful effects of sunscreen, not only to our bodies, but to our waterways and marine life. And so a little bit different than this project, it didn't result in like a physical implementation in the community. Rather, we produced about a 23-page guide that highlights the different effects of chemicals in sunscreen and proposes suggestions to consumers for different options going forward. And we also make it clear what is defined as reef and marine safe and just really try and give community members clear guidelines on different sunscreens. And also if they do want to try and propose a ban moving forward, like the city of Key West in Florida and the state of Hawaii has, we do have materials available for that.
Yeah. Can you explain to me what a good alternative is?
So a reef safe or marine safe sunscreen is one that only has zinc oxide or titanium dioxide as its main ingredient. This is what we would catch, and it would be in a non-nano form, so meaning a larger particle. And this is what we would categorize as marine safe and reef safe. If it's reef safe, it would just not have oxytonate or octocrinoline, which are two harmful chemicals. Two of the worst. There's actually so much research about not only their negative effects on reef and marine life, but human health. So if you're not really in it for the environment, be in it for yourself at least. And those we can categorize as marine safe, so they just don't contain those two ingredients, but we cannot categorize them as marine safe. And so it is a little tricky to like fully comprehend it, but the guide really outlines it clearly, and that will be coming out in June. So we're still marketing it from Seaside's end.
And where would people be able to pick this up?
So this is going to be published on Seaside's website, and probably in partnership with different schools and organizations that we have partnerships with. But Seaside has a newsletter that if anyone's interested in the organization, you can sign up for. And so it would be released through the newsletter.
I believe that you can get it through this link that we're providing right here, www.seasidesustainability.org. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
All right, there you go. Okay, Sophia, what have you been working on?
I work primarily on the development team. So we're really working on fundraising efforts and just figuring out how to really spread the word and awareness of the organization. So I manage a small team of interns, really hardworking interns. And we have just been working on a couple of different campaigns that are going to start going out, I think next week and the following week, to hopefully bring in more donors and just make people in the community aware of Seaside and what we do. But yeah, that's been pretty much my role the last few months.
Thank you for that. Sean, how about you, buddy?
So I've been, for the last 2 months, I've been the project manager for the legislation team. So I'm kind of overseeing a few different projects that are going on. This plastic shrink wrap, the sunscreen guide that Linda was discussing. And we also have some other slightly more technical projects that talk about different marine contaminants, and there are a lot of consumer production streamlines that lead to these very harmful but incredibly challenging to detect marine contaminants. So we have a team that's working with a few other nonprofit organizations to lobby the Massachusetts state legislature to improve testing for these contaminants in drinking water, in our oceans, and hopefully ban them in the use of production of mostly cosmetic products. So yeah, I get to kind of look at a bunch of different projects. We have a lot of really motivated interns on our team, which is awesome. This project itself, it's been great to see on a weekly basis everything that team members are able to accomplish and just moving these projects along. And now that it's resulting in actually recycling some shrink wrap, we're hoping to gather 2,000 pounds of shrink wrap this year. That would just be so cool to see all our research and hard work lead to a very tangible result.
Well, we just had a lobsterman, because obviously this is a lobster company. One of our lobstermen, who's on the Mass Lobstermen Association, he's on the board, and he had one statement when I told him what we were doing here. And what do you remember exactly what he said?
He basically said, we've got to take care of it because we all know where it's going to go.
We all know where it's going to end up if we don't take care of it. And he said he gives it the project two thumbs up, and that's coming from a commercial lobsterman. So,
that's great to hear.
Yeah, you can feel pretty good about that.
I think it's great that I mean, Joey, I'm not the boater. You are. So pretty soon people are going to start taking the shrink wraps off, right? I mean, within the next month or so, weeks, what's the...
Yeah, that's why I'm assuming that's why mm-hmm. they have it scheduled.
Why
for
their
this
dates
time.
Are
yeah.
most of April.
Yeah, no, it's yeah. brilliant, Jim.
Yeah.
So yeah,
yeah. Well,
I think that they have that's a great idea. For you know, the timing couldn't be better, obviously. But I think that that's what they had in mind. And kudos to the was it Cape Cod or Woods Hole, right? Woods Hole.
So it's the Woods Hole Sea Grants program. They've been running it for a couple years, I think, since 2015. And we found out about their program and we kind of just reached out to them to see if they would tell us a little bit about their program and how they got started. And they were incredibly helpful to us. They gave us all of their resources, all of their contacts, and they really walked us through how we could get our own program started.
Now, you can't beat like that kind of a teamwork. Well, you guys all have the best, you have the environment in your best interest and it shows. What I would like to 2,000 pounds, that's a ton.
Yes, it is.
Is it 2,200 pounds is a ton?
No, it's 2,000.
It's 2,000 even?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is wild. That is really wild. Well, is there anything else are you guys looking for donations or anything like that? Can you donate on the website?
You're always welcome to donate on the website, yes. And we're definitely always looking for donations. However, this program, we were fortunate enough to have an anonymous donor who was connected to us directly through Emily that offered to fund this program for us, which really helped us out. That was an amazing help. We were otherwise going to have to turn to some local small businesses, but that's going to be our plan for next year. I think we're hoping to expand, maybe get more containers, and sometime over the winter we'll be putting out some feelers into the Cape Ann community to see if anyone's willing to pitch in and help us get containers.
Well, getting the word out today is a start, but that flyer, it really is a beautiful flyer as far as getting the information, just what you need and how to do it. And I think that there's going to be a lot of boaters that are going to take you up on this because no one wants to pay to get rid of their trash. I mean, people will pay to get rid of their trash, but it's so much easier to probably just do what you guys are suggesting and to bring it right there. So I just want to say I appreciate everything you guys are doing and look forward to working with you in the future to help get the word out.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Can you also say hi to Eric for us? Because he's been on the podcast a couple times, and he's always a great guest as well.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody. Have a great day. Thanks.